morning, everybody. This is Udonna Power in Los Angeles. Beautiful day out here. Outrageous in February in Southern California. We are here every Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. Pacific for inspiration and focus. Just 15 minutes, bite sizes that we can digest during the day and move out to change our lives. And another thing that changes us and recharges us is getting on a few minutes early and being a part of being celebrated. This whole team that comes on is pretty, really pretty remarkable. Lots of fun. And I just want to acknowledge the man who put this call together. He holds it together. He's such a gift to all of us. He's built one of the largest teams in the company. So many six and multiple six and million dollar earners on his team. And he started from scratch just like everybody else has. And so it's persistence, it's entrepreneurialism, generosity of spirit and willingness to contribute to the good of the whole. He shares it with all of us. It's my honor to turn the call over to author and speaker, the amazing Lenny Evans.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Udonna. Thank you so much. Well, good morning, everyone. It's such a joy to be here with you on this call where we gather just for a little bit, you know, Monday through Friday. If you really took up the time during the week that we were together, 15, 20, 25 minutes times five, you know, it's a little bit, it's a couple hours, but boy, do I get a lot out of it every time. You know, it really sets the tone for my day, gives me some really beautiful inspirational thoughts to contemplate, to ponder, to evaluate, to see how it lands for me. You know, at the end of the day, everybody, you make all your own decisions. One of the most remarkable things about this life that I'm learning is that no other person can ever take away our freedom to think. It's ours. Now, did we get programmed along the way? Well, certainly. That was all part of the plan. And to think otherwise would not be helpful for me. Just the fact that as I recognize any thinking that doesn't serve me, to let that go, to really let that go, and to really search for the truth. Now, how do you know when something's true and when something's not? And I've been studying a lot these last few days, this last week, gosh, and kind of bouncing back between three books. Of course, Dave and Carrie MacArthur's workbook, Mechanic to Millionaire, with a great book. And that book is about to be available. It might even be now through Sound Concepts. More on that later. I'm talking about the edition that we did for Folly Bliss 4, which was a work in process. And now they've really made it awesome. The other two books are Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill and a new book called The Fifth Agreement by Don Miguel Ruiz and his son, Jose Ruiz. And there's an interesting theme, and the theme is, the fifth agreement is, be skeptical, but learn how to listen. And what he means by that is that there's such a thing as absolute healthy skepticism. He calls it the power of doubt, and how you can use doubt to your advantage. Because if we just automatically believed everything that was thrown at us, from every commercial, from every TV program, from every billboard, from every radio host, from every call like this, if we just started taking it all, oh, we would be so lost, right? Because everyone's searching for their own truth. And one of the ways that I believe that you and I have the ability to know what's true for us is goosebumps. It really is. You know, it's been this interesting thing for me ever since I was, a teenager, maybe in my early 20s, when I really started getting in touch with the truth and what was true for me and what wasn't true for me. I mean, I'm still on that journey, obviously. I think we all are. But when we have that feeling of peace, when we have that feeling of love, when we have that feeling of joy, oftentimes it causes a reaction in our skin, and our skin raises, and we get goosebumps, and you'll hear Dave MacArthur say, I have goosebumps. You'll hear Udonna will say it. Rhonda will say it. I say it. And when I say that, I'm challenging you to see if the goosebumps are showing up for you, too, because this might be something for you. I posted something this morning on Facebook from Paulo Coelho. And Paulo Coelho said that encounters that we, people that we come in contact, I'm going to paraphrase because I'm outside, people that we come in contact with in this life, those encounters that we have, even the ones that are brief in duration, and especially those that make it further than briefness, that make it into a connection where you actually end up with each other's phone numbers or you become friends on Facebook or something like that, he actually says that those encounters were planned by the souls long before they ever happened. So let's take a second here. Let's actually take a big deep breath in together on three. One, two, three. Let's just take a big deep breath in. And let it go. There's a question I want to ask. Are you your brother's keeper? Are you your sister's keeper? Am I my sister's keeper? Am I my brother's keeper? That's a really great question. You know, that question first appeared in a very ancient text. The book was called Genesis, chapter 4, verse 1. And when you look into that story, whether or not you believe the Bible to be true or not, or whatever you consider that, a lot of people at least got to chapter 4 in Genesis before they bailed on reading the Old Testament, because it's hard to understand it. It was a completely different way of life, so it's hard to understand it. But if you look at some of these questions, and one of them just came back up for me in the last week, and it's that. And so what happens in the story real quick is that Adam and Eve are, bam, they're out of the garden, and now they have a big family, and the family's getting bigger. And there are these two brothers, Cain and Abel, and I guess Abel, you know, sacrificed something, and the Lord dug it, and there was something going on. The story is the story. So, but anyway, what ends up happening is Cain ends up getting really jealous and killing Abel. And then I guess the Lord talks to Cain and says, hey, where's your brother? And this man says to the Lord, he says, am I my brother's keeper? Like, what do I have to do with him anyway? And so that's the question I want you to ask yourself right now. And I want to reference just a couple of questions right now. And I do want to read something out of Napoleon Hill's new book that finally came forward 77 years later. And I'm on page 211, and there's this whole conversation going on between Napoleon and the devil. And again, just to review, if you weren't on last Friday, or two Fridays ago, whenever I talked about it, the bottom line here is that Napoleon gets this gift, and the gift is that he can ask the devil any question. And the devil, by law, I know, right, has to answer him truthfully. And so they're having this conversation. The whole book's about this conversation that they have. And so they're getting into this whole idea, and they start to get into what, like, maybe even our whole relationship with other people is. And I want to develop this in the next 5 minutes with you. So what is your responsibility toward others? Not just people that you know, but the people that you don't know. And not just friends that you consider, you know, those friends that you do anything for, but friends that you're just meeting or that you're just about to meet. And so this is what, I'm just going to pick it up. This is a long answer. The original question, let me see if I can find it here. The original question, I think, from Napoleon was talking about the current, really where fear comes from and where adversity actually is born, adversity. And follow me on this, because you can trace all adversity back to what I'm about to say, back to a relationship with another. This is very fascinating. So let me just pick it up here. It says, and the devil says to him, he says, moreover, you will understand there can never be happiness except through understanding and application of the right principles of human relationships. You will understand, too, that no individual is an entity unto himself. That completeness of mind can be attained, that can be attained only by harmony of purpose and deed between two or more minds. Then he says this, you will understand why every human being should, of his own choice, become his brother's keeper, in fact, as well as in theory. Okay, hold on a second. The devil's laying it out on the line. And by the way, if you ever do decide to listen to this book or read it, it's a trip because there are so many times during the interview that the devil actually turns to Napoleon Hill and says, he says, please, man, don't publish this. You're going to take away all my tricks, man. It's really funny. But it's so like, what? The devil's sitting here saying, you will understand why every human being should, of his own choice, become his brother's keeper in fact, as well as in theory. I just think this gets really interesting. So I want to take a minute, too, and read something that one of my dear friends, one of my mentors, Jeff Beebe, handed me. It's a card that I keep in my wallet now. And it says, quote, it is better to keep a friend from falling than to have to help him up. And then it has a quote from Thessalonians 5:11. It says, so encourage each other to build each other up. Now, that's beautiful. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate that and you so much. So I want to talk about the definition of a proper relationship. And again, guys, this is not my idea. I've read it a lot, and I'm starting to come to grips with it, but see what you think. And so, here's what he says. This is the answer, one more answer about this whole thought, about our relationship with others. And again, I'm going to read in the devil's voice because I can, and it makes it a little more impactful. So he says, we are now ready to get back to the discussion of the subject of adversity. Inasmuch as most adversities grow out of improper relationships between people, it seems important to understand how people may become properly related. Naturally, the question arises as to what is a proper relationship between people. The answer is that, quote, the proper relationship is one that brings to all connected with it or affected by it some form of benefit. Wow. Just one more time. I'm going to reread that in my own voice. Just the last part. The proper relationship is a relationship that brings to all connected with it or affected by it some form of benefit. So maybe take a moment over the weekend to inventory your relationships at home, at work, at play. List the relationships that seem in need of improvement and keep them in your mind as you continue reading. Now, the rest of the book talks about this in a lot, but, you know, he talks more and more about a mastermind. And remember, Hill's definition of the mastermind was, quote, a harmonious coordination of two or more people working to a definite end. I'm going to read that again because it's so important. A harmonious coordination of two or more people or two or more minds working to a definite end. My friends, are you your brother's keeper? Am I my sister's keeper? Am I my brother's keeper? What does that even mean? It was written so long ago, thousands and thousands of years ago, and here we are still talking about it. We think, no, that's their business. That's their business. That's their business. You know, the one thing that keeps coming up for me so clearly, and I don't totally get it yet. A happy pocket full of money has helped me. Outwitting the devil helps me. Everything I read seems to help me understand that somehow, some way, we are totally connected to each other. We are totally connected. We're more than connected. We share connection. And so for me, and I don't totally get this, you know, I think the thing I love the most about life, well, I don't know if it's the most, but something that I love about life is that no matter how deeply I dive into any subject, there is simply no way I'll ever reach the end. There's simply no way I can understand all there is to understand on any one topic. Therefore, I study. Therefore, I contemplate. Therefore, I ponder. I think. I share. I ask. And yes, Lenny Evans now listens. I think listening has become that greatest of all skills. Oh, just take a breath in. Can you become a better listener? You know, we ended the call yesterday with this thought. Casey was talking about listening, and she was talking about what Belinda had taught her and what Kathy Coover always teaches us about using the new associate interview. It's just a questionnaire. It's a questionnaire, but it almost forces the leader just to shut up for a second and listen to the other person. And I want to say this again, that really, I love the definition that the devil gives about this whole idea that a proper relationship is one that brings to all connected with it or affected by it some form of benefit. So if the quality of your life, now think about this just for a second. Steve Shapiro, in another book that I've read countless times, it's called Listening for Success. There's an audio series that you can get at Sound Concepts or ISSL Tools. I don't know if the book's still in print. It's a short little book, but boy, is it powerful. And he says that the quality of our life, work with me here, depends on the quality of our relationships. I'll add our relationship with ourselves, how much we love ourselves, how much we give ourselves a break, how many nice things we say to ourselves in the mirrors and when we're alone. Okay, that relationship with yourself obviously is the key of everything. And then very next to it and very close are relationships with others. So I'm going to keep going with my logic here because this is really coming up for me. If the quality of my life depends on the quality of my relationships with me, God, and my fellow brothers and sisters, then what thing can I do? What thing can you do to improve the quality of a relationship? Well, obviously one thing would be one word, lots of syllables, communication. Communication. Communication is sexy. It's sexy. So what's something that you could do better to improve communication? Talk more. Oh, wait, no. Oh, what is a conversation anyway when two people are talking? No, it's not. You can't have a conversation if two people are talking. So it's my idea for myself right now that the number one thing I can do for my brother is listen to him. For my sister is listen to her. Now, when someone feels heard and understood, now that, let me just say that it doesn't get a whole lot sexier than that. Closed, can't touch it. Sense, can't touch it. When I mean sense, like, you know, smells. Touch, can't touch it. Nothing can really touch or compare to or be as sexy as being heard and understood. So so how can you help someone be heard and understood? By improving your ability to listen, to really learn this skill, to really learn it. I believe that in so doing, that in fact, by listening, I think all relationships will benefit from it. And then we'll go all the way back to Voltaire, who said, I think it was Voltaire or I don't know who said it now, but they said that one of the greatest, if not the greatest of all human needs is the need to feel important to someone, to something, to some way, to feel important. So how can you possibly feel important if you don't feel understood? And how could you ever feel understood if you're not heard? So how could you ever be heard if you're not listened to? All right. So will you accept a challenge today on this beautiful, brisk morning in February 2016, and that is to listen more? I think love starts with L. No, I don't think love starts with an L. I'm pretty sure love starts with L, but so does listen. And I think one of the very, very best ways that we can show love is to listen. And so here's the challenge. Today, right now, tomorrow, on the phone, in person, in a meeting, anywhere you are, that when someone else is talking, fight every, well, I don't know if I should say fight because the law of attraction. I was going to say fight every urge to be distracted, fight every distraction. But what I'm trying to say is stare in their eyes. If you're on the phone, just close your eyes and imagine the eyes of the person you're looking at or that's speaking and see them. And don't let anything get in your way. And listen, and listen. And as they speak, what am I going to ask you to do? Some of you guessed it. Breathe. Breathe the essence of their message in. Breathe them in. Breathe. Show that you care. Just, you know, don't breathe loud. Don't be obscene. You know, don't be weird. Don't make it awkward. Just be breathing through your nose and breathing them in and focusing on what they're saying and let them, for the first time maybe, feel heard. Which means that for the first time maybe, feel understood. Oh, you want more sex appeal in your life? You want to be your brother's keeper? Do you want to understand that, yes, in fact, we are connected in ways that we will probably never understand until that next life when someone's explaining everything? We're going to go, oh, shut the front door. Like, we're going to be like, seriously? We're so connected that we're connected? We are the same? Like, I am my brother's keeper? Like, I just see that happening to me someday. Until then, though, because sometimes I feel like I have 50, 60, 70 more years going on this earth, but whenever that time comes, I want to be as ready as I can, and I don't want to waste another moment not thinking that I'm somehow my brother's keeper. So my message for today is simple, is to listen, to love through listening. Love through listening. Help others feel heard. Help your sister feel understood. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you guys so much for being here. We're so grateful for each and every one of you. We'll have some flyers on Bliss All, I hope maybe this weekend, up on some of the different Facebook groups and whatnot. It's lots of people are already signing up, and I'm so grateful for that. It's not till April, to the end of April. It's going to be on Earth Day. Get this. Worldwide Earth Day is April 24th. The day we'll be earthing barefoot in the labyrinth to close out. How fun is that? So for those of you that know what I'm talking about, how fun, right? And for those that haven't come yet, come on. We're excited to see you and connect and understand just a little bit more why we are so connected. So with that, my friends, my blessings I give you. I see you as these great beings, right? As these people that just want to love and serve and give with all your hearts. Because you know what? That's what we're supposed to be doing, and that's pretty cool. So I'm going to unmute the lines. Let's do a 1, 2, 3, Isagenics, and take on our day. Here we go. Yes, we're live. 1, 2, 3.